I'd like to introduce our first speaker. Dr. Maureen Farooqi is the deputy leader of the Australian Greens and senator for New South Wales. Maureen has been an unflinching voice on social, climate, and racial justice. She has been the strongest voice for Palestine in the Australian Parliament and has continually called for an end to the occupation and apartheid. She has faced the biggest bullies in the Parliament with unwavering resistance as she continues to be on the right side of history. Please give a very warm welcome to Dr. Maureen Farooqi.
Hello and assalamu alaikum, everyone. I acknowledge the sovereign owners of the lands we gathered on, the Gadigal people, and pay my respects to elders past and present. No matter where we are in this country, we are on stolen land. Sovereignty was never ceded. This is, always was, and always will be Aboriginal land. And with Invasion Day just days away, it is really important to acknowledge and remind ourselves of the oppression, the discrimination, and the violence that First Nations people have been subjected to since colonization, and that it continues to this day. And we must reaffirm our solidarity, and that we will work alongside First Nations people in their struggle for justice, for self-determination, and for truth-telling. So please remember the march and the rally on the 26th of January, and please join First Nations people in solidarity to reject the colonial narrative which keeps so many here and around the world in oppression. So I will see you all on the 26th of January as well. But I think today, after 15 months of a genocide, I once again, from the bottom of my heart, want to thank you all for your persistence, your resistance, and your solidarity with Palestine. It has been a long 66 weeks. You have shown up weekend after weekend, despite the shameful attacks from the media, Labour, and the Liberals, who have remained either silent on the genocide, or even worse, they have backed Israel's genocide on Palestinians. They have blood on their hands. There is no denying that. Labour, the Liberals, and the media have tried to shut down our protests, have tried to shut down our movement for justice and liberation. They have tried to shut us up with their smears, with their accusations, and with their gaslighting. Shame on them. Shame. But you know what? We have called out their bullshit every single time. This movement has always been anti-racist, inclusive, and united. It has been. And it has brought together people from every walk of life, people who are concerned about justice, who are concerned about peace, not just in Palestine, but all around the world, and who have said and made it clear, crystal clear from day one, that there is no room for racism, for Islamophobia, for anti-Semitism here or anywhere else. So thank you for standing strong and for standing on the right side of history. I wish our government had just an ounce of courage, of morality, of humanity that you all have shown over the last 15 months. Yes, please give yourself a round of applause. The news of the six-week ceasefire has of course come with immense relief and hope and hope that it brings reprieve to Palestinians who have been subjected to unimaginable atrocities by the genocidal state of Israel. But honestly, for me, this news brought with itself a roller coaster of emotions. Of course, relief that finally there would be some reprieve from suffering, but also disbelief that would actually go ahead. Because even from the announcement of the ceasefire and now, there have been dozens of Palestinians who have been massacred. This news also came with overwhelming sadness. Sadness over the massacre of tens of thousands of Palestinians, the complete destruction of Gaza, the deprivation of food, of water, and of medicine that they have been subjected to. It also came with so much frustration, because the genocide should never have happened. And that it was, the first frustration was that it was within the power of nations like the US, like the UK, like Australia, to stop it much, much earlier. You know, by some accounts, more than 200,000 Palestinians have been murdered. It did not have to come to that. And the news still does come with a lot of anger. Anger that these same nations, including our own government, has backed and fueled the genocide. That they were cheerleaders, that they were cheerleaders for Israel, and that at every turn, they deliberately ignored upholding international law when Israel was concerned. So we will not forgive, and we will not forget. We will not forget their complicity. We will not forget their hypocrisy. We will not forget their double standards over the last 15 months. Because there is no justification for this. Because there is never a justification for injustice. So I can promise you this, that the Greens will continue to demand a permanent and lasting ceasefire. We will continue to demand an end to genocide, to occupation, and to Israel's apartheid. We will keep demanding an end to the two-way arms trade. Sanction Israel. We will keep demanding the right to self-determination and for Australia to formally intervene on behalf of South Africa at the International Court of Justice, and to commit, and Australia must commit to upholding the International Criminal Court's arrest warrants. And I also say this, the news of the ceasefire is a testament to the millions of people around the world, including the thousands upon thousands, all of you here, who have shown such boldness in the face of such difficulty, and who have shown up weekend after weekend, shoulder to shoulder, hand in hand as one in solidarity with Palestine. It is all because of you that we are here. So as we hold our collective breaths, because I am definitely holding my breath, it is crucial to remember that we have a duty to hold Israel and all those who are complicit in Israel's war crimes to account. We have to hold them to account. In a couple of days, a convicted felon will be sworn in as the President of the United States. And yet, the Albanese Labour government has doubled down on its dangerous nuclear submarines AUKUS deal with the Trump administration. and the Dutton Coalition is using Trump's playbook of fear-mongering and division to try and win the election. So of course we are going to hold them to account. And that day of holding them to account is coming very soon as the election looms this year. I just want to end with the words of Angela Davis, who said, "You have to act as if it were possible to radically transform the world. And you have to do it all the time." So our work continues. Resistance continues. And justice must prevail. Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Thank you so much, everyone. The fight goes on.